Chapel this morning is going to look a little bit different, okay? You may notice I've got a handheld, not the headset and stuff. It's because I'm going to be a little bit shorter this morning, try to make it quick. And what we're going to be doing after is we're going to go going into personal Devo times, okay, where we can just spend some time, just you and Jesus. It's enjoying his presence, spending time in prayer, diving into his word, all right? And so that's what we're going to be doing at the end once we finish up in here. And once again, I'm going to try to keep it short because I know it's getting a little warm. Some of us are already fanning ourselves and stuff, so we're trying to make it quick, okay? Sound good? All right, sweet. Sweet. Hey, last night was an awesome night, yeah? Come on. Yeah, we got some new brothers and sisters in Christ. Praise God. Yeah, some other people were like, yeah, I want to turn back to God. And other people were like, man, praise God for what he's doing around me and just bolstering our faith. Yeah, and specifically, man, those people that, those of you that gave your life to Christ for the first time, man, that's incredible. To be able to enter into relationship with the one being that can give you true meaning, the one being that you were made to be with, all right? And what we're going to be doing this morning is we're actually going to be kind of talking about, man, what does it mean to spend time with him, to be with God, to spend time in his presence, to spend time in prayer, to spend time in his word, to actually start to do life with Jesus, right? The whole point of him dying on the cross is so that we could be with him. And so now we're in this journey, this messy process of life where we screw up over and over again. We mess up all the time, but we're doing it with Jesus. We're learning how to follow him more. Okay, now how exactly do we do that? How do we walk with Jesus? How do we spend time with Jesus? We're going to jump out of Job this morning. We're not going to be in there. And this morning, we're going to be really practical, a really practical message, okay? And we're going to talk about prayer. How can we spend time with Jesus in prayer? What does it look like for us to go to him in prayer? So turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. And if you got a notebook or something this morning, honestly, I highly encourage you to take notes. And if you don't, if you just have your Bible or something, honestly, just take some notes in your Bible. Mark up that Bible. Let's go. And it's going to be sweet. Now, I could just talk about like some points about prayer and stuff, explain to you what it is, or we could go to Jesus and we'll see what Jesus actually says about prayer. So that's what we're going to be doing this morning. We're going to be looking at the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to like 11 or 12. I can't even remember off the top of my head. We're going to be diving into that, all right? And in this section, Jesus is teaching people what it looks like to pray. He's giving them some insight on this is what it means to pray, how we should pray. And I think it's John, the disciples actually come to him. They're like, Jesus, teach us how to pray. It's one of the only things they ask Jesus to teach them how to do. Teach us how to pray. And he teaches them how to pray. He gives them the Lord's Prayer there as well. And so we're going to be looking at the Lord's Prayer, talking about, okay, what exactly is this? How is this? How should we pray like this? And really, the Lord's Prayer, it's not like necessarily like, this is how you should pray every time you pray. Just pray these words and that's it. No. Really, the Lord's Prayer is more of a framework and kind of like a launching point for prayer that Jesus gives us. And we find in the Lord's Prayer a reminder of who we are, a reminder of our identity in Christ. And we also have a reminder of who Jesus is, who God is. And it recenters us on him. And as we spend time maybe doing this daily or coming back in prayer and spending time with the Lord, it starts to change our hearts. It starts to reorient our hearts to point our hearts towards Jesus and him alone, and to learn to walk with him better. All right, so we're going to read the whole thing real quick, and then we're gonna dive in kind of line by line. Sound good? Sound good? There it is. All right, Matthew 6, we're going to start in verse 9. It says, pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Okay, we're going to break that up line by line. And what I want us to do as we dismiss out of here, we go into personal devotion time, you're going to spend some time with the Lord, I'd encourage you to just pray this prayer and use it as a launching point for your prayer. And then dive into the scriptures. Dive into God's word, and we'll read it together. One question at the end, all right? All right, come find me after. All right, so that first line. Our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven. That first line is a reminder of who you are in Christ. A reminder that you are a son or a daughter in Christ. It's a reminder that relationship that you have, that where God is now your father and you're his son, you're his daughter, is not something that you earned. It's not something that you earned. It's something that Jesus died on the cross so that you could have. And so when you pray that prayer, when I pray that prayer, I rest in that knowledge, in that truth. Father in heaven. And just reflect, man, what does it mean that I'm your son? That you love me exactly as I am. And that I didn't earn that love. And I can't lose that love. And I can't gain more of it, God. And so I sit here and know, reflect on how, God, man, you love me in this moment exactly the way that I am. And you kind of just picture maybe the fathers of the church fathers have called this contemplative prayer, where you kind of just sit there and, like, a little bit like we did a couple nights ago, just picture God's face and how he looks at you. A lot of this prayer, we're going to do some visualization stuff, and just kind of sit there and just be like, okay, God, I'm your son, I'm your daughter. You picture how he sees you, knowing the truths of what we talked about in the scripture so far, knowing that he loves you right where you're at. And I like to sit there, and when I'm praying, and I just picture, man, I'm just sitting at the dinner table with God, the Father, with Jesus, and his Holy Spirit's with me. We're just enjoying each other's company in relationship with him, knowing that I'm his son, and he is well pleased in me, our Father in heaven. And he goes, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Not my name. Not my name. What does hallowed mean? Anyone know what hallowed means? Yeah, right here. Honor, sanctify, lift up. Yes, holy, holy is your name. Lift up your name. God, hallowed be your name. In everything that I do, would I lift up your name? Would you be the one that is lifted up? And it's a chance also to just reflect on the holiness of God and how good he is, how incredible he is. And maybe just reflect on, man, the awesome things that he has done this week, to be like, God, hallowed is your name. Here's all the awesome things that I've seen you do this week and all the things that I want to give you praise and worship for. Maybe you sit there and the visualization that you have is in the throne room of heaven. And you're just sitting with God in his throne room, and he's seated on the throne. And you know, as his son, you can approach that throne of grace with confidence. And you can go before him and just lift up his name. And picture him and all the angels around him singing, holy, holy, holy. Just imagine, you just picture how holy and how awesome God is. In that moment, that hallowed be your name is a chance for us to lift up God's name and to reflect on the majesty and the power of God. And he goes, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For God's kingdom to come is for his love and for everything to invade this world, right? And so when we have people stand up to give their lives to Christ for the very first time, man, that is God's kingdom invading this world where he reigns, where he is king. And so you're praying, God, your kingdom come. So in this world, God, would you be the king? Would people recognize you as king? And so it's this outward prayer of, man, God, would other people see you and recognize you as king? And would your kingdom invade this place? Because where God's kingdom is, there is wholeness. There is peace. But then also, it's a prayer for yourself. God, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven, in my life, in my life, in my heart. God, I pursue things of this world constantly, and I pursue my own will, and my own kingdom. And in that moment, it's like, no, God, I don't want to pursue my will. I don't want to do the things that I want to do, God. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to follow your will. I want to live for your kingdom, God. So change my desires, reorient my heart to be focused on your kingdom, not my own. To be focused on your will, not my own. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then he goes, give us this day our daily bread. I love it. This is my favorite line, I think. And any of you guys, when you go to school, your parents pack your lunch for you? No? Okay. Like, no, not really? All right. Well, when I was growing up, when I was going to school, my mom would pack lunch for me. And I'd always want, like, man, I always wanted a Lunchable. Like, Lunchables were the best. That's what I wanted. And, like, you got the Airhead in and all that stuff. And that's what I wanted. My mom wouldn't pack that. She'd pack me something more healthy, like some sort of sandwich or something like that. And I was like, man, that's not what I want. I want something more. I want something else. But Exactly. That's what I need. That's what I need. And so in that moment, like, I like this prayer, this give us this daily our daily bread, because we're trusting God. I know what I want. I know what I think I need, but I trust that you know what I need and that you're going to give me what I need. And so maybe you'd list off the things in your head. God, these are the things that I think that I want, God, and I submit that to you. I hand that over to you. God, give me what I need. And ultimately what we need is Jesus. He is the bread of life. So God, give me you today. But I just walk through this day in your presence with you, knowing that I need you more than anything else. I like to picture God just ripping off a piece of bread and just putting it in my lunch bag. And I'm just like, hey, God, I trust you. That's what I need today. You're going to give me what I need today as I stay dependent on you, to stay close to you. Give us this day our daily bread. And it goes, forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. In that moment, we have a chance to reflect on the sin in our life, the things that we have done in a rebellion against God, and to rest in knowing that when we put our faith in him, that was nailed on the cross with him. Reflect in knowing, God, you have forgiven me of that. See, when we put our faith in Jesus, there's a question similar to this morning about like different sins in our life, and can we do anything that's going to separate us from God? No, when you put your faith in Jesus, your sins are forgiven. Your past, your present, and your future sins are forgiven. They're washed away. And so in this moment, God, forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven those who we forgive our debtors. We're reflecting on the forgiveness that he has given us. Reflecting on, man, God, thank you for your forgiveness. And as we reflect on the forgiveness that he has given us, we think about those that have wronged us. Those that have hurt us. Those that have done something against us. And knowing how much we have been forgiven by God gives us the ability to forgive them, to give them forgiveness. Even if they don't say they're sorry, even if they don't even if they don't acknowledge that they hurt us, we can still forgive them because we know how much we have been forgiven. So we think about, man, what are the sins that I've done in my life? God, thank you for your forgiveness there. And God, help me to forgive those that are coming to my mind right now that I need to forgive, that have wronged me. And then lastly, it says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And this, you're just going, hey, God, there's a lot of temptation in my life. There's a lot of things that I want to turn to, a lot of things of the world that are distracting me, that are pulling me away from you, God. And in that moment, you can bring them before God and kind of list them off and be like, God, I know I could be distracted and fall into this, and this sin. God, would you please lead me out of that temptation? Would you make my path straight? Would you help me to walk on paths of righteousness for your name's sake, to keep in step with you, to not fall to the wayside, fall into sin and rebellion against you, but instead to keep my path straight, to walk with you. And that's the Lord's Prayer. It is a recentering, a reminder of who we are in Christ, and it reorients our hearts to be in line with him. And so I'm going to dismiss this in just a little bit, and I'm going to give you guys we have the opportunity to practice that, to pray how you want to pray. If you want to use the Lord's Prayer, then awesome. And go through each line and just see where it takes you. And if you find your mind starting to wander, find your mind starting to think about some random thing, I know that happens to me all the time, maybe that's the Spirit moving in you and being like, hey, maybe bring that to God. Maybe talk to God about that. Yeah? All right, so let's spend some time in prayer. Then after prayer, open up your Bible. And spend some time reading God's word, knowing more about it. If you don't know where to start, I'd recommend go to Luke chapter 15, verse 11. Luke chapter 15, verse 11, story of the prodigal son. And in that time, just go ahead and reflect. Read it and be like, okay, God, what do I learn about your character through this story? Little hint, the father in that story is also God the Father, okay? So read that story and just be like, God, what do I learn about you in this story? What do I learn about how you see me in this story, all right? I'm going to pray for us, and then I'm going to go ahead and dismiss us. To go into, you can go ahead and find a space anywhere in camp. Stay within the camp boundaries, obviously, but just find a space where you're alone. You can be by yourself and just spend some time with the Lord. This isn't a time to go and mess around with a friend or to go, I don't know, do whatever, but it's a time between you and God just to be with him. And if you find yourself for like 5 minutes, you're like locked in, and then like their last 20 minutes, you're like having a really hard time paying attention, or you're falling asleep or something. That's all right. That's all right. I'm going to go ahead and pray for us, and then I'm going to dismiss us in a discipline of silence, okay? So we're going to stand up. We're going to walk out of this chapel. We're going to be quiet, all right? And our time with the Lord begins now in that walk to that place, all right? Not a time to talk to friends or anything like that and try and figure out, oh, let's make sure we go to the same place. No, just between you and God. Walk out of here and spend some time with the Lord together, yeah? All right, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God, I pray that you would just make your presence known to us this morning as we spend some time with you in reflection of who you are and who we are in light of who you are, God. That you would do something in our hearts and just reorient ourselves so that we would be looking at you, we would be pointed towards you, God. Pray that we would just be able to enjoy your presence this morning. In your name, amen.